Zimbabwe joined the rest of the world today in commemorating World Press Freedom Day amid concerns that the government has not scrapped media laws like the Access to Information and Protection of Privacy Act, or AIPA, Public Order and Security Act, and the Broadcasting Services Act, which are widely viewed as impeding media freedom in the country. Independent journalist Pindai Dube said, journalists continue to operate while fearing for their lives.
Generally, I think nothing has changed much because journalists are still being arrested. Recently, we saw the arrest of Newsday journalist, the arrest of Sunday Mail journalist. This government, I can call it a paper tiger because they are not implementing what they say. Because recently, we saw the High Court quashed the criminal defamation. And also, some government officials are condemning AIPA and POSA, but nothing practical has been done.
Another journalist, Everson Mushava, said there have been very few achievements in terms of media freedom in Zimbabwe, which he, however, noted were overshadowed by the repressive operating environment. Mushava said the recent threats by the government to clamp down on social media has even added to the fear that Zimbabwe is not genuine in ensuring that it embraces freedom of expression and freedom of the media.
There's been one big achievement, which is the striking off of criminal defamation laws by the Constitutional Court, but the operating environment largely remains the same. Worse still, with the President Mugabe threatening again to clamp down on the social media.
Taban Moyo, Advocates Office of the Media Institute of Southern Africa, or MISA Zimbabwe, said the media laws in the country hinder the enjoyment of media freedom and access to information.
I think the major challenges have been to do with our laws. We have got a progressive Bill of Rights, but the supporting pieces of legislation are speaking to the contrary. So our main challenge has been that while the Constitution is promoting the right of a free press, right of access to information and media freedom, there is a crippling effect which is being brought by the laws.
Moyo said, besides the crippling media laws, the industry's viability is also threatened.
Our main challenges then spill into the issues to do with media viability itself. Many of these newspapers are folding, and those that got licenses, some failed to take off. And within that same sphere, you also realize that others are operating on shoestring margins. We also face the challenge of digital migration. We are not yet ready in terms of creating a content generating industry.
Barnabas Totlana, Secretary General of the Editors Forum, added that today's World Press Freedom Day commemoration serves as a reminder of some of the issues that have not yet been done in Zimbabwe.
Media laws and policy reform, particularly AIPA and the Broadcasting Services Act, is pronounced looking at what the permanent secretary in the ministry said recently about community radio stations, the issue of sustainability of the media industry, especially newspapers, transparency on the digitalization program and policy, professionalism and ethics, and the safety of journalists. Those are issues of concern to us.
Foster Dongos of the Zimbabwe Union of Journalists said the arrest of Zimpaper's journalist late last year could be a warning sign that things would be tough in Zimbabwe.
One of the things that should frighten us and make us very afraid is the fact that, and we've pointed that out earlier, that when the establishment starts arresting journalists from the public media, then it means journalists in Zimbabwe have to be afraid.
According to MISA Zimbabwe, at least 25 journalists have either been arrested or intimidated by the state in the last 16 months. This year's World Press Freedom Day celebrations in the country are being held under the theme Access to Information and Fundamental Freedoms. This is your right. The localized theme is media sustainability in the digital age. An annual report released Wednesday by the independent Washington-based watchdog organization, Freedom House, gave Zimbabwe a cautious upgrade from a not free to a partly free status for some slight improvements in 2015. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.